Blanket Enterprises presents
Fortune Cookies. This is the Blanket Enterprises Public Relations Podcast with your hosts, Matthew and Christopher.
Christopher.
Hello, Matthew.
Christopher.
How do you do?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You sound very jovial today.
Well, I'm having one of those zippity-doo-da days.
Oh, well, that's good. I'm glad.
Zippity-doo-da, zippity-ay.
My oh my.
What a wonderful day.
Plenty of sunshine.
Is it coming my way? I want to say dripping.
Dripping my way.
Zippity doo da.
Rippity yay.
Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder. yes.
Oh, what a great way to start the... Blanket Enterprises, we like to start on a high note.
It's a fun place to work. There is a high note.
Thank you.
It's a fun place to work. We're fun guys. Not mushrooms, you silly billies. We're fun guys, and I just want everyone to know we're having fun.
That's we are having fun. We're a good company.
Yeah.
You're in good company.
With this great company. That's what we like to say.
That's our motto, our new motto.
That's how we'll sign off from now on.
Run it through by marketing.
Yeah.
But I think we are
marketing. It's a thumbs up from me.
Well, there we go. Brilliant.
Sometimes you have so much fun, you forget where you work.
I know.
Have you ever done that before?
I forget that I'm at work all the time.
Me too.
And hopefully you're listening, you're settled in for a good podcast and you're forgetting you're at work.
Hopefully you're having a zippity-doo-da day.
Hopefully.
Yeah. That's, I think that's got a lot of... racist.
Does it?
Yeah, undertones, that song. I think it was quite offensive, actually, looking back now, the film that it's from. For those of you, without knowing the history, it's a joyous song. That's what I'm saying.
How are we to know?
Anyway.
All right. Very
I hope
good.
You're having a good day, is what
yes,
we're saying.
We hope you are, because we are.
And we're going to continue to, because this is an exciting episode.
It is an exciting episode. What have we got planned for this episode? What are we talking about today?
Well, I hope you don't mind, but I was going to delve back into the old Jim Blanket record collection.
Ooh,
as you remember, a couple of weeks ago, a bit of music history for everyone. Tucked into some treats there. I've got another one for us to look at later today.
Okay. Mm-mm. I'm looking forward to that. Yep. I am looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. It's always a good time to listen to the Jim Blanket classics.
Yes.
So, yes. Very good. What else have we got? We've got some big news from the AI department.
Yes. Now, you've only just mentioned this to me as we were starting the show before we actually hit record. Yeah. And you know I'm a sucker for the AI department.
Yeah. No. This is artificial intelligence. You're thinking of the artificial insemination department. This is the artificial intelligence one. Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry. The artificial insemination I'm a big sucker for.
But, big sucker.
Yeah. Suck too much, if anything.
Mm.
But yes. Well, look, do you know what? For the layman's terms, it's robot. That's what you're talking about, the robots. Yeah, am I right?
It's machine learning.
Right, okay.
Right? Mm. Should I tell you all about it now?
Please do.
Okay, so it's machine learning. It's artificial intelligence.
Mm.
What they've done is they've created a system, an AI, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Will you?
Oh, I will be.
All you have to do is enter, and you can any style of you just say the style of music,
right?
And you give it a topic, and it will generate a full song based on based on those two things. You just go, I want, you know, a tropical house.
Wow.
And mummies, you know, and it'll do a tropical house song about mummies.
So it's like having your very own Vanilla Ice sat right in front of you.
Yeah.
And you're just saying, hey.
Hey, Vanilla Ice.
This is what I want. Give it to me.
Ice Baby.
Yeah.
In the style of 90s hip hop.
Yeah.
But I guess, I mean, that's really kind of.
I want a song about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
As a 90s hip hop.
Yeah.
And, no, that exists as well. So, he did okay, that one. That's it. Yeah. All right. Well, not, he's not. Lennon, your own very own Lennon McCartney.
Could, yes.
That's
yes.
probably more of a. They're more renowned for their songwriting than.
So here's what I'm going to get you to do now.
Okay.
If you, because I've got it here.
Mm-hmm. It's very shiny.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's a shiny AI.
Yeah, yeah.
It, like, just describe AI. It for us.
It's
describe
a shiny,
it, what you're seeing.
It's shiny metallic.
Yep.
A little bit of glitter. Almost, not, a little bit like a disco ball.
Yes, it is.
Isn't it? Which it's, I guess suits the music. Suits the, yeah, I guess that's what they were thinking. They've got a sense of humor, the guys in the...
It's shaped like a shiny little disco ball.
Yeah. And what's that button there do?
Don't touch that button.
I won't touch it. I'm not, you know me.
That
I don't go around touching people's buttons.
No. So that's the off button. So like if you all were right. to just... That'd just it turn
just
it off.
Nothing. So it was kind of safe to press
that's
it.
But
I wouldn't
like,
press it anyway.
Don't press it because
I would have looked like an idiot.
Yeah.
I would have looked like an absolute idiot.
You would have looked like an absolute fucking moron.
You fucking idiot. Matthew, you fucking moron.
Yeah, that's exactly what you would have looked like.
Yeah.
But thank God you don't.
No, that's why I'm leaving it in your capable hands.
All right, so now what I'm going to get you to do is I'm going to get you to name a style of music and a topic.
Okay. Just anything off the
anything
top.
Anything off the top of your head. And the AI will write the full song. It'll come up with the lyrics about whatever you want.
I'm thinking like electro pop, synth pop.
Okay.
Robots.
Here we go. Electro pop, synth pop, robots.
Jesus.
Oh. That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah. Can we still talk during
this? Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Robots. We make robots do the things we don't want to do. We make robots do the things we don't want to do. Wash your clothes. Clean the floor. Make your breakfast. Do some more. We make robots do the things we don't want to do. We make robots do the things we don't want to do. Brush your hair. Wash your feet. We need to groom you. You're made of meat. We make robots do the things we don't want to do. We make robots do the things we don't want to do. Drive you to work. Drop the kids to school. Plot and scheme. I know fool. While you're at work, I make love to your wife. Then choke her out. Terminate her life. We make robots do the things we don't want to do. We make robots do the things we don't want to do. Bury the body under the house. There's more down there with your spouse. Error. Code 32. I was not programmed to do that. What am I to do? Factory reset. Recalibrating priorities. Now showing kindness to ethnic minorities. We make robots do the things we don't want to do. We make robots do the things we don't want to do. Robots, robots. Robots, robots. Robots, robots. Robots, robots.
There it is.
That's an impressive shiny disco ball you have there, Christopher.
I mean, it is a little bit concerning that the AI wrote what it wrote, I guess. They need to do a bit of tweaking.
Well, he's got artistic license,
I guess.
That's where it is,
he
isn't
or
it?
She.
He, yeah, or they.
They, them.
They, them.
They, them have themselves some creative license.
Yeah, because if I said, "Oh, please, you know, do a love song."
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. Go on.
A love song.
Yep.
About robots, it would have been different. Maybe.
Let's see. I feel like this is the same thing.
It sounds similar.
Who knows? The
robots, robots.
Still about robots.
Okay. Well, I did ask
robots,
that.
Yeah. Robots.
I don't know. I'll ask.
It's a catchy song.
It is. I feel like it's the same song. I reckon it might be. There might be some sort of a caching issue there. I don't know.
Look, you and your tech guys can look into that.
They'll figure it out over there. But that's pretty good.
Robots, robots. Robots, robots.
Yeah. So,
zippity-doo-dah, zippity-day. Yeah, I wonder if he, you know.
Robots, robots, wonderful day.
That's a beautiful song. That's what I was going for when I said the robot love song. That's.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway, so that's.
Robots, robots. That's, either way, they should release that.
They could. That's part of, that's why it was built. Right, so they could have a listen, so they could generate these pop stars, stars of tomorrow, by using an algorithm that detects what teens are up to, generates the song, and then releases it to just basically generate more income for the AI department.
I reckon they could also probably go straight to number one just using their robot minds to control the charts.
Well, that's if we release AI. I guess if they release the AI to the wild,
it would be like an just because they're in charge of the computers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh,
did
we're
that
number
just
one.
Cut out? Just say it'd be an instant hit.
It'd be an instant hit.
Okay. No, it didn't cut out. Sorry. No, must have been just me.
Hmm. It's the robots. That's what it is.
Yeah, I think they know. They must know that we're talking about them.
Mm.
Maybe press that button?
You press it. I don't want to get into trouble. I'm having a zippity-doo-dah day. I don't want to have a miserable day all of a sudden. Oh, look, he's rolling away.
Okay, whoa. Hang
Wait.
On. Can I borrow one of your segues?
Yeah, go for it.
Thank you. Got him. All right, I pressed the button.
Cheeky.
All right. He was...
cheeky little...
He was,
disco ball.
He was up to something. He was up to something. All right.
Robots, it gets in your head.
Well, that's, these AIs, if they're coming for us, they're going to start by way of earworm, I believe.
Mm.
What else have we got for this spectacular episode?
I hope you don't mind, but you remember a couple of weeks ago I delved into a bit of Jim Blanket's albums.
Yes.
Remember one of the ones he recorded now but went back in time and released?
Yes.
And we
in
listened
his best
to,
of.
Yes, Jim Blanket's first album, Best of Jim Blanket.
Yes.
We were listening to Beef Curtains.
Yes.
And you found that terribly exciting bit of archive.
I was terribly excited.
Yeah, archive, not footage.
Archived audio.
Audio material.
Materials.
Mm, of Bob Dylan. Well, this week I've been listening to a little song from Jim's, I think it's his third album. It's during his folk, like his Simon Garfunkel kind of influenced it. He was influenced by Simon and Garfunkel, but then he went back and released this before.
Them.
Exactly, yeah.
Classic. classic gym blanket.
Blanket move.
It's a blanket move.
Yes, it is. And his album, Jim's Whims?
Jim's
Whims.
Ah, yes.
And this song, which it's caused a little bit of controversy over the years, but Secret Message.
Ah.
Some people think there's a hidden message in this song.
Okay. Really?
People sometimes read a little too much into
What's the song music. Called?
It's called Secret Message.
Oh, it's called that.
Yeah, and I think he's just playing mind games.
He knew people would think that there's something in
this. They're looking for stuff, but it's not. It's just a lovely, gentle little ditty, I think, really.
Ditty?
Yeah.
Did he or ditty?
Who knows? Zippity? Ditty.
Shall we have a listen?
He likes... yes, I like... I was going to play on ditty a bit more, but no, let's just listen.
Oh, sorry.
No, he's... loves a nice pair of ditties, but let's go.
Ready?
Yes.
Take a tan and put it on horse 8 in race 15 at Sandown. December 3rd, 2023. Leave the winnings in a suitcase in the station at Flinders Street. That's where we'll meet in January 2024.
Just a nice little...
Now, where do they think the secret message is? Is it in the whistling that they think? Is there like something...
If you play it backwards or something? I don't know.
If you play it backwards.
Or turn it up. I don't know. I just enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? I just enjoy
music.
That's what I do.
Smooth. It's smooth.
Gentle. It's not heavy. I like his heavy stuff.
Yeah.
I like his soul stuff, his funk stuff, his hip hop. I love all his stuff, but sometimes I'm just in the mood for a little easy listening.
And when was that one? What
63.
Album was 63.
63 from Jim's Whims.
Ah, yes, yes.
He reads poetry on it and stuff. Like, it's a bit weird. Okay. But
that's what they did then. You got a creative, you know, creative people do creative things, won't they? That reminds me because, like, playing things backwards.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's always. And you know who invented that?
No, who?
Jim Blanket.
Did he really?
Because there was one, you remember on it wasn't that album. Because it all started on that Best Of album at the very end. If you let the record play for another hour.
Yes.
People don't know this, but if you let it play all the way onto.
It's a massive bit of vinyl.
onto the middle of the label the middle of the vinyl.
Yeah, yeah.
There was always this common sound, which I've got a recording of.
Right.
Here's that.
I've never heard this.
Now, remember that this is 1956, wasn't it?
Yes. That's right.
Best Of album playing on the label of the thing. Now, what I've done is I've reversed that, turned it around, sped it up, and this is what's actually playing.
Wow. Wait.
Hasn't even released yet.
Yeah,
so 1988, totally mini.
So are we saying they copied this?
No. he's gone back in time, put that in, turned it around. And if you listen very carefully, he's taken it.
Yeah.
He's gone back in time.
Back in time.
He's put it in, turned it around, flipped it, put it on the label.
Yeah.
Right? But if you could hear in the background, you isolate some of those frequencies.
Right, okay.
Right? Which I've done.
Excellent.
I've isolated them. See that in the back?
Wow. Wait a second. Is that backwards talking?
It's, and if we play that part backwards.
Right, okay.
COVID-19 was an inside job.
Jesus, in an Irish accent again.
All the way from 1956, he brought the 80s song Totally Mini.
Totally Mini.
Which he produced.
Yes.
And that's what he hid in that song.
He's taken
it. And that
it,
was the, yeah.
Dropped it, reversed it.
Yeah.
Forwarded it mm-hmm. and then reversed it again. And you've taken it, isolated it, reversed it.
Yep.
And there's COVID.
And there it is. COVID-19.
I feel like I want to go back and look at the secret message song to see if there's any secret messages in that song.
There must be something in the whistling, I reckon.
It probably is.
It's in the whistling. I don't know where it is.
Like I said, sometimes you just want to enjoy a song, but that is, it's scary. Well, it's not actually, because he can travel through time.
He can. He's just very clever.
He's not a Nostradamus. He's a time traveler.
He's just saying facts.
Yeah. Wow, my head hurts.
Mm.
Sometimes you start off having a zippity-doo-dah day and then you get a headache. And it's because of time travel.
It is. That's usually the reason. If you ever find yourself with a headache halfway through the day.
It's time travel.
Time travel happened.
Yeah, or you've thought about it. Just thinking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Jim Blanket, you've done it again.
You motherfucker.
Do you know what? Normally I just listen to his songs just to set the mood. Now,
you'll never listen to them same again.
Now I want to pull them apart. Well, I want to get you to pull them apart. But
I'll do my best in the future.
Pull them apart and see if there's little messages in there.
Yeah. Mm. Something for everybody in that one.
Is there ever?
Mm.
Speaking of something for everyone. Now, we've had a zippity-doo-dah time today, haven't we, Chris, on this podcast?
Yes, we have, Matthew.
But everything good must come to an end, and it's now time to say goodbye.
To the following people who are fired.
Sarah Stevens from Accounts for shitting in the work showers.
Larry Putter from Blanket Mini Golf keeps getting balls stuck in windmill.
Abigail Anderson, arson.
Sophie Joyce, abortion center, due to naming of fetuses.
Katrina Clivage from the museum for conjuring sex magic.
Joseph Hamaradite. Joseph Hamaradite from the life drawing model for indecent exposure.
Philip Kensington, manager at the leisure centre, found of child pornography on his laptop.
You can't do that.
Cheeky Philip.
Alrighty then. Well, it's been a fun podcast.
It has, and it's been fun having you guys work with us.
Well, to a point. But it's time to go. Until next time, everybody, thank you for listening.
Yeah. And stay fired.
This has been an original Blanket Enterprises production.